This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault, it is Adrian Chenault, and it is a sad day in the world of network marketing, and we're here to talk a little bit about that. How you doing, Adrian?
I am good. I'm glad to be here with you.
Yeah, so our old, and that is a word, old buddy, Doris Wood died today, and this woman was absolutely unbelievable. One of the characters of all time. She was smiling till the very end, but today's a sad day. She was a pioneer at a level you all wouldn't believe, and she fought for this thing called the MLMIA, the Multi-Level Marketing Industry Association, with every fiber of her body. So we have got our buddy, our good buddy, Donna Maria Saratella, on with us because she is a good friend of hers, knows a lot more about everything, like from a factual basis. I just loved her. And Donna, how are you, kid?
I'm doing great, Tom. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, good to see you.
It is a sad day. It is really a sad day. Doris, she was an extraordinary individual, and her presence touched the lives of so many people. With the MLMIA, with her personal life, with her family, she was absolutely just a pillar of the direct selling industry. But it wasn't just the direct selling industry. She touched lives everywhere she went. You know her, Tom. She was a card.
How old was she when she passed?
She was 92.
92 is all.
Man. 92. Yeah, and she was going strong. She was with her family. Last night she passed. She was with her family. Everyone was around her, and she had taken a little tumble a few days back, and, you know, she was ready. She was just ready, and we're happy that she is someplace happier now, and she did such an amazing job all her life making a difference for so many people.
You ever seen anybody love anything as much as she loved that MLMIA?
She did. She was dedicated to the MLMIA, the Multi-Level Marketing International Association.
Yeah. I mean, you name it. Whether it was Butwin, and I was trying to think of all the people that were involved. They're all 100. And we had so many great times out there in California because she was just putting on events and making sure it never got forgotten and just making sure that the industry got uplifted on so many levels. And you've done the same thing with your life. I look at Rita Davenport. You know, there's just such a culture. I mean, Mary Kay Ash, people like you that really shaped this profession to be what it is today and literally needs to go back to the way it was a little bit more in the term of love and relationships. And you guys were the ones that made that happen, weren't you?
Well, Doris had a passion for empowering entrepreneurs, and she believed in ethical business practices. Boy, if you didn't do it right, she would let you know about it. So she was just an amazing lady, and she came into my life later in my life and was a mentor for me for a number of years. And, you know, just her devotion and her enthusiasm about things. You know, she wanted to do a podcast 2 weeks ago with Peter Mingles. She was ready to get on and talk about the MLMIA.
Mingles is still alive?
He's still alive. You're bad, Tom.
I talked to him a couple months ago. He was a character. He was also a huge part of the Distributor Rights Association, which is now the ANMP. And Peter's had a dedication for the profession that was insane, too. He's just always been fighting for it all, and I love that guy. But when you go back to it, you know, you just take a look at the people that have the woman's name was Johnson. There was a woman named Johnson in the picture. Do you know who I'm talking about? That was
Kate
Johnson. Yeah. That was, I mean, where is she now? Do we know?
I just talked to her this morning. She's still around.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. I just, you know, this has brought so many memories back to my mind of just women, especially, that love this business, that kept us arrogant, egotistical men in line. You people are driving the show, you know, you and Kathy Rickley and the people that you've got around you now, you still have that little mafia going, and you're still, and I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, Tom. It really is important to get the word out about Doris so people will know. We're going to set up a little GoFundMe account, and we're going to get the MLMIA back up and running to some degree, whether it's just as an educational website that would be kind of a historical website. And we're planning on having some kind of a memorial for Doris, probably in the Las Vegas area, but you know, we need to raise some funds to do that, so we'll be doing that as well.
Well, we'll help with that, man. There's so many people that loved her, and, you know, it can't take a heck of a lot of money. I remember when she was trying to move out of L.A. and move to the East Coast to be with her family and getting together with Ron Henley, who's the archivist of the multi-level marketing profession at a level you wouldn't believe. He was, which is just code for pack rat. He and Doris are the two number one pack rats in the entire profession. So now, there's probably a semi headed for Ron Henley's place right now. And I just love that because it's just people that want to keep this thing in people's memories and just remember the beauty of it, right?
Absolutely. You know, we'll cherish her forever. She was incredible. And, you know, she had a saying about MLM. Do you remember that, Tom?
No, what was it?
Well, I'm looking here. Making lots of money is what MLM meant. She also used to say making life meaningful.
Yeah.
And then her favorite one was most lovable men.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, she was so cute. I always told her that if Denise died, I was going to marry her. So it looks like Denise outlived her, so that's okay. I would have married her otherwise. But what a woman. And she was so kind, and she reminded me so much of my mother. If I would go by my mother's house at 6 o'clock in the morning at age 80, my mom would be dressed to the nines, and I'd ring the doorbell, and I'd say, "Mom, why are you all dressed up?" She said, "No reason, Tommy. Somebody may come by." And that's the way that Doris was. She was like you. She always just looked beautiful. And when I came to your house that time to visit you, and you had that house full of people, just Kathy Rickley's mom was there. I mean, just crazy stuff, because you people just live life. I got to do an interview, and you're like the most scary. You scare the hell out of me. You still do. But the getting to sit by your pool and hear about your philosophy toward compliance and what you're doing to protect us all like Doris did is unbelievable. What are you up to these days?
Well, I'm really busy, and I've got a little viral campaign that we just kicked off called the MLM Stalker. What's that? How's that name for you, Tom?
I love it. What is it?
It's a little 1 minute TikTok, and Kathy Rickley is the star of the show. And then the MLM Stalker is coming together. And it is, if you know anything about MLM, you will laugh your pants off on this little TikTok that we did. But it's all a spoof. It's just to really promote education of the industry. We want to make people aware of the ways to do this industry properly, not like the MLM stalker.
Income claims, yeah, all that jazz and product claims. You are allergic to that, and you've dedicated your life to and written books to keeping companies straight, which keeps the rep straight, right?
Right. So we've got a book coming out for distributors. It's almost everything MLM. That'll be out in a couple months. And the first book went really well, and it's just been an exciting ride. MLMstalker.com. Check it out.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm pulling up a picture of Doris right now to put up on the screen.
Good.
I thought that'd be fun, so I'm going to get that here in 1 second.
You sure her hair looks nice?
Shit, you don't have to worry about that. You know it will, right? That's the beauty. There we go.
Well, I would like to honor her memory. I think that the woman she was lovely, she was kind to everyone, and she was resilient. Man, she could take a no and turn around and come at you the next minute with a better option, you know?
Is there anything better than that? That is so cool.
I mean, what's so great about her that her spirit was never broken. People would leave the ANMP. People died. Everything happened, and it never slowed her down. And you take a look. I see Jordan Adler's here. He was the first one to comment. I mean, this is a woman who gave her life to us, and I hope more of us are as dedicated to this profession as she was, because it just made all the difference, didn't it?
It sure did. It sure did.
That is so sweet. And, of course, Chrome is not going to let me do what I needed to do, so we are stuck.
Okay, are they going to have a funeral service? Are they going to have that? How's that all going to go down, do you know?
There's going to be a memorial service, and we haven't picked any dates or anything yet. This is all a little bit too fresh to think about right now. Her daughter, Kim, and Kate are going to put together and organize the memorial. So we'll have something. It'll be real special, and hopefully the industry will gather together and really remember Doris the way she was.
John Hammack, Mel Atwood, Brett Metheny, Troy Dooley. I'm just thinking about all the board members of all this stuff that just absolutely adored her.
Robert Butwin. Jerry Nera.
He's not alive. Is he still alive?
Yes, Jerry is. He's retired. He lives in Florida, Southern Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh boy. How old is he? He's got to be older. This is perplexing.
Oh,
yeah. And then it gets fun, and that's what I love about it. Nobody, you know, we just keep going until we die, you know. Then they just haul us out the door, but we work till the minute we die, and that's what all of us need to do. You want a life like this. You want a profession like this, and you want to be around people that, like Doris, like Donna Marie, like people that are going to keep us alive, because I'm telling you, this profession is worth it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, before taking a little look.
I know it. So, Donna Marie, thanks for coming on. If you want to check out what Donna Marie's up to and all the cool stuff she's got going on, make sure you go check her out at directsellingsolutions.com. And just, we knew that we had to get on here and take some time to honor the late, great Doris Wood and the amazing woman that she was and the legacy that she lives behind. And so, Donna Marie, thank you for jumping on with us. And we're going to bring on our official guest, who was so awesome and so patient to let us pull a little audible here and honor Doris. So we're going to take a break here in a second. When we come back, we're going to have Stefan Page, who is an incredible network marketer, an incredible trainer and skills leader, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, Donna Marie, thanks for being here with us. We'll see you again soon, and we love you.
Thank you. We love you too.
All right.
We'll be back right after this.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we're sad about the passing of Doris Wood. I mean, that is horrible. Donna Marie Saratella is a great woman, and we are going to go with that MLM stalker, and we'll do a show with her and Kathy Rickley around that because it's really, really cool, and it's keeping us straight in this profession. In a profession that needs to be a heck of a lot more straight, there is a lot of stuff going on that's bad coming out of foreign countries, especially because there's no regulation there, and foisting it into the United States, and we've just got to take the high road, folks, all the time. And one of the guys who's been real, real good about that for many, many years is the one and only bomb explosion expert, Tim Sales, one of the most tightly wound, organized, stock trading, real estate buying, analyzing guys I've ever known. We've had him on this show a few times, and I'm always in awe of what he's up to. And he's been involved with this reorganization of a company that went through a really, really bad season. But they had Tim Sales and a couple of other really smart guys at the helm, my friend Lucy West, and they have come out of it on the other side doing really, really well. And Stephon Page was a guy that I just thought would be the perfect guy to talk about Tim Sales, talk about being a protege of him, never giving up, and that's where we are right now. How you doing, Stephon?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
I love you, man. We think you're cool.
What is it?
We think you're cool, man. We know you.
Well, maybe it's a French thing. I don't know.
So you live up in French Quebec in Canada, and English is your second language. But it's always been, but you've been such a fan of Tim and the entire profession that you just never let anything stop you. And now you are a walk-and-talk-and success story, right?
Yes, well, exactly. And actually, I knew years ago when I was young that I wanted to build an international business. So I had to learn to speak the international language. And the way I learned actually to speak English is I was listening to Tim's CDs in my car, in my house, everywhere. My wife was tired of hearing his voice. But that's the way I learned. I was, what I did is I actually had these mini tape recorders. You remember those?
Yeah.
And so I would listen to Tim, like one phrase I would record myself, and then I would listen to both and compare and see if it sounds similar. And that's how I learned to speak English, actually.
That, I can almost guarantee that you are the only person on earth that can claim that Tim Sales taught them to speak English. That is a tremendous story.
Yeah, yeah.
How cool.
That's not the only thing he taught me, but fortunately I got to meet him years ago, and you know, my business career totally changed.
That is wild. So I want you to share a little bit more about that, because you shared a really cool story coming in. So what you encountered Tim really like almost at the very beginning of your network marketing journey. Is that right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was 20 years old. At 19, 20, I started my own MLM company. And it was this card with the National Bank of Canada and MasterCard. And we created the first co-branded credit card, and it was through an MLM. It was an MLM. And so I created that, hired Randy Gage at the time, flew to Florida. I didn't speak the language, had a buddy of mine come over with me. And anyway, I was a little bit naive. I thought Amway was the only company that did MLM. And so I started that company, did that for a couple of years, realized that I was not excited about the corporate side of the business. I really wanted to build in the field. And so I decided to shut down that company, join as a rep. But then the next several years were years where it was failure after failure. The company would go down, like XL Communication go down. I was with that. And then one after the other. And I was losing my confidence. And I would get on Tim's conference calls every month. He would do one. And at the end, he would open the call for questions. Nobody would speak. And I thought, oh, this is my chance. I got to say something. But I didn't speak much English. So anyway, with my broken English, I was able to ask a question. He would come back. And every month I did that. So I kind of built a relationship with him. And then years later, I just like to seek him out when I was looking for a company to build, and that's how it happened.
That is such a great story, and I just think it's, you know, there's a million reasons why you could have excused yourself from having the courage to speak up, the courage to ask the question. You know, all these other people who speak perfectly good English are too afraid of whatever story they've made up for themselves to speak up on this call. And you are the one person bold enough to do that. And that plants the seed of this relationship that has turned into so, so much more. And I just love that audacity in relationship to just go, well, he said, does anybody have a question? I have a question. I'm going to go. And I think we could all learn a ton from that. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to pick the conversation back up with Stefan Page, incredible network marketer and such a fun guy out of Canada. So stick around. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Stefan Page. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. President Biden is expressing confidence a deal will be reached on the debt ceiling.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. No new negotiations are scheduled for today. Ukrainian President Zelensky is meeting with world leaders at the G7 summit. Zelensky arrived in Japan today, and he's expected to address the gathering tomorrow. The leaders of the world's seven top democracies have been talking about a range of issues, including China's growing military and Russia's war with Ukraine. Senator Tim Scott is filing to run for president in 2024. The South Carolina lawmaker joins a growing field of GOP candidates, including former President Donald Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We now have legacyleadership.online.
Yeah.
We moved our website around a little bit, and we're going to put a pretty dress on that beautiful girl here pretty quick. We are dressing that thing up. We've Adrian was just telling me, just on the podcast side of it, we've got over 150 shows, and we've done thousands of shows. A couple of days ago, Robert Kiyosaki called me up, asked if he could come back on. I mean, I've got a guy named Darren Prince coming that is going to blow your mind. I went and saw, he called me on the phone about a week ago. So meet me at the Gaylord Hotel. I want you to sit down with Magic Johnson and I. And
I've been through that before. You're in the huge auditorium and you're in a line 500 miles long and you're standing there and you get a snapshot with Magic for $5,000 and that's it. That isn't what happened. I was backstage with Magic Johnson for 3 hours because this guy, Darren Prince, is the agent for Magic, for Tom Brady, for Dennis Rodman, for Charlie Sheen, for all these crazy guys. And he is a heck of a guy, and we're going to put him on here because he's changing the world. And I want you all to understand, you're one connection away from owning your life and just become super connectors, and you don't have to have anything else going for you. And Darren Prince is going to prove it, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
So back to Tim Sales. So I've interviewed him 10 times over the years. He was a kid when I first met him. He was a rising star.
He still looks like it.
Yeah, man. But yeah. And so I ran into him at Eric Worre's house, and he's got that beautiful, smart wife. And it was great to see him again because he took a little bit of a sabbatical, but he's a smart guy. And then he did that latest thing where he talked about analyzing the real estate business versus network marketing. And he did it like an analyst and just proved definitively that the numbers of network marketing are better than the success numbers and the failure numbers of real estate. And they just do a better job of painting the picture than we do. And it's kind of, it's guys like Tim Sales that do that. But I had him on my show, and he had just come out with some recruiter thing that was unbelievable. And I thought he said everybody that called in gets one free. So I announced it, and the phone just blew up, hundreds and thousands of people. And I thought the guy was going to kill me. And it was so, you know, because he's a bomb explosion expert. And so I was scared to death that my house was going to explode at any time, or at least my car. But he didn't. He just was unbelievably good and didn't hate me when I ran into him years later. But I did make a huge mistake with Tim Sales. So I'm constantly trying to make it up to him. And when I saw the success of Stefan, and him just popping into the system, into the culture, and doing what somebody told him to do exactly by the book, great success happens. That's this business, right, Stefan? That's all it is.
It is. And what happens is many people have been in the industry for a long time, and, you know, they haven't achieved the results they want. And so their confidence starts to decrease. And that was my case. 16 years of struggling in the business, part-time. No results, getting nowhere. And so at some point, I had to put my confidence. I understood that. I knew that I couldn't rely on myself. I had to put my confidence in someone else. And at that time, that was Tim. And at that point, I knew I didn't have anything to question. All I had was, tell me what to do, I'll go do it. And at that point, he said, okay. And you know, the pipeline, that's what he teaches all the time. He says, do you have leads? I said, yeah, I do have leads. He said, okay, how about inviting? Are you able to invite them? I said, yeah, I invite them. How many go to look at a presentation? I said, zero or almost zero. He said, okay, we got to fine tune your inviting. And so I learned that, really mastered it with how to handle questions, objections, the 5-step, like the 6-step of the inviting formula, like all of these. I learned them so that I could actually speak the language. And next thing you know is when we joined the company we're with now, the first year I was the top recruiter in the company from a guy who struggled for 16 years. And so it goes to show that, yes, when you're struggling, figuring out who you trust, follow, don't question, just follow exactly what they tell you. That's what I did.
So that thing that I gave away was called the professional inviter.
Yeah.
Got it? And that's the one I gave away that he wanted to kill me about. But it worked out great. And two things I have stolen from Tim and actually made mine forever is be interested, not interesting. That was really, really a great lesson for me. And the other lesson that I really learned, and Adrian just schooled me with it a couple of seconds ago, he doesn't even know he did it, was never, just because somebody says yes, don't stop the enrollment process. You've got to know the people. Even though they said yes, you've got to continue and get that complete information of what makes people tick in order to serve them, not sell them. So as we were sitting here, Adrian asked you about your three children. and, you know, their ages and their lives and the whole shot. He continued on and constantly trying to keep information, because what's the most important thing to you, Stephane Page, is the same thing that's the most important thing to Adrian Chenault. For Adrian Chenault, it's Adrian Chenault. And for Stephane Page, it's Stephane Page. And for Tom Chenault, it's Tom Chenault. And if you can get your agenda out of the way and live in the agenda of the person across the table, that's where the magic happens. That's what Tim Sales taught Stephane. That's what I've been copying all my life, and we've both done okay. So people need to do that, right, Stephane?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons people don't like this industry, is they focus on themselves, what they're going to gain, can I make a sale? I want them on my team. They're going to make me money. But, of course, if we just switch this around and focus on others, it makes the job easier. It makes you feel more comfortable with the business.
Yeah.
You're truly caring about the others.
That's a huge distinction. And so, Stephane, you and your wife build your company together. Did she always work with you from the time that you first got married, or was it a while before she decided that she wanted to jump in there and do it with you?
Yeah, so we started that first company together.
Okay.
But when we closed it down, we had to find other sources of income. And so I started a traditional business. I was renting snowmobiles. She got into coaching gymnastic, interior design. So we had those three children, and so we wanted to make sure that they have everything. So my wife was, you know, working and, you know, making sure the kids are good. And so so part-time she was, you know, behind me, supporting me. If we had an event, she would come. And it's only years later, I would say maybe 10 years ago, that when we started to have real great success with this company, that she joined me. Because when she looked at how much she would take home and how much she would pay in taxes from her job, she says, this is ridiculous. I can't work there anymore for this low, you know, income. So she joined me, and she's more of that organization person.
Yeah.
And so organizing advanced systems and everything, I'm more of a go-getter, you know, connect with people. And so we just make a great team together.
Wow, that's really cool. And now two of your three girls have jumped in, and they're doing the business as well.
Yes, they are. That's fantastic. That's something I planted seeds in their mind the whole time, right? We would bring them to events. We would bring them to the incentive trips. They get to meet the owners, get to meet the leaders. Then once they experience a little bit of their real life, they got adults, guess what happens? They say, this is ridiculous. I can't believe, like, people work like this. Now they have the comparison, and so the choice was pretty obvious. They have to do MLM.
Wow, that's really fun, and yeah, how cool to have it be in the family, right?
Yeah, well, it's not bad working with you.
So the good answer.
And you know, you're again, when you build an organization like they built their organization, where Tim's people, meaning Stephane's people, all know that Stephane's eyes are popping open at 2 o'clock in the morning thinking about their problems. Stephane knows Tim's eyes are popping open at 2 o'clock in the morning thinking about his problems. All of a sudden, something happens in the business. The black swan. So a leg leaves. The FTC comes along. Something tries to rip your company asunder. When you've got that group of people that you guys have, that culture and that community, there's enough glue relationally to hold it together until they calm the water. Is that right? That's what you guys did.
Yes, and you know how it is. It's leaders make the difference. If people feel the leaders are shaky, they are not sure, they don't have that conviction, then they're going to run away. And so you have to be that person that... And I remember years ago, there was Peggy Long. I think she was in Jewel Way, something like that. And she had a quote 20 years ago. I still remember it. And she said, on this rock I stand, world, you will adjust.
There you go.
And I feel this is what leaders have to do for their team, is to be that rock that people can just go and build without losing their confidence. And so I think that's what we're bringing here. Is once you've got great leaders in place, they shape, you know, the rest of the group.
And in that journey, Stephane, you know, that's that's beautiful and also really hard to do. As a, like, when you're the leader and you're on the rock and everybody, you know, and all this, the storm swirling or whatever the analogy is that you think of in that moment, you know, what do you find gives you the grounding to keep standing in the middle of that storm?
Yeah, well, I would say I think it's about what I'm thinking about, what else? Like, if not this, what else?
Yeah.
And then you realize that there's nothing else that's going to be better. You're always going to face challenges. And if so, when I look at challenges like these, I think, okay, I'm just meant to accomplish much greater things. Because now I'm put in front of a challenge that is greater than any one I've, you know, faced in the past.
Yeah.
So that gives me an opportunity to grow, to become a bigger leader. And so I just have to face it. And it's not about hiding from the team your emotions, things like that. You can share with people, but then you have to make a bold statement. No matter what's going on, I know the, how we feel. It's bad, but you know what? Watch me. I'm going to rebuild this thing. Watch me. And people do watch. And they feel part of a cause. They feel part of the movement. And that's much better than anything else.
One thing, many years ago, a company went broke. And I didn't know about it. I was the number one guy. And a guy, Garrett McGraw, called me on the phone and said, we're out of business. And I was on the phone. I was on the way to an opportunity meeting that night. And I said, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And 100 people showed up for that opportunity meeting. And I looked them all in the eye and go, we're out of business. But that doesn't mean I'm out of business. I am your leader, and we are going somewhere, and I will tell you when next week, but that's what you need to do. And we all, how much time do we have?
10 seconds?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. You guys, build that glue. Be that person that is going to be that rock, just exactly like Stefan said. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. We're with Stefan Page, and this guy's great. And the passing of Doris Wood cut this show short, but that's okay because Stefan Page stepped up to the plate and is just such a class act. And he's one of those guys that I want you to contact. I want you to listen to because he's solid as a rock in his conviction, in his mission, and he loves this profession. And speaking of that, the ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, their convention is on June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th out in Las Vegas, Nevada. And actually, it's in Dallas, Texas. And so don't go to Las Vegas. It's going to be unbelievable. ANMP.com. It's cheap already. You get 8 meals for like $300. And if you put in Tom50, they're going to give you another $50 off. Tom50. And I do not win a toaster. It's just getting you $50. Nothing happens to me. So back to
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice. So I loved that component about just the culture that you can create inside of an organization when hard times come along and you move through that. And so Stefan, you know, talk about just the importance and the relationships that you have created inside your organization and maybe even as you have brought new people into your organization. How important have those strong relationships been to you in helping you reach the success that you have in your career?
Yeah, I think they're everything. You know, this whole business is built on those relationships. So if you treat people right, they will treat you right. And so for us, when I started, I didn't say, okay, here are the values, here are the things we want to convey. We just been who we are, and that started to attract a movement of people who abide by those principles, those values. And so so I think people feel good within the team, and I think it's important for us to always show wherever, you know, the person is, whether in the top ranks, middle, or they're just starting out, they need to feel that they are appreciated. And because you never know where what they're going through, what's happening in their life, where they're at. You can't judge where they're at. You don't know enough. So for us, it's really that culture where people feel welcome, they feel good. And so when there's tough times, well, those people are there. And so I think that's been instrumental. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's huge. And I think that point about having people have a sense of belonging, having a sense of this is a place where my contributions are valued. And you know, those contributions are not necessarily that people are recruiting a lot of people right out of the gate or whatever that, you know, a lot of times it takes a while. Mm-hmm. And just like in your scenario, right, it was a long period of time of you stuck around. Something held you there before the results ultimately materialized, before the right skills or the right piece clicked into place in order for you then to sort of catapult forward and become this overnight success that was, you know, many years in the making. And that's not an uncommon story in this profession. And a lot of it is having people feel valued even when they're not creating big results. Would you agree with that, Stefan?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think we all know the game is right here. Many years ago, when I started that company, that first company here, that first MLM company, when I did that, everything I wanted, I was creating. My father gave me this book. He was in Amway. And it's The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. This is the French version. I read that. I was 16 years old. I thought, this is incredible. We can do whatever we want with our lives. So I bought into that dream, created my own MLM company. I wanted this car. I got the car. Everything I wanted, I got. But you know what happened? Every night I would come back home and I would complain to my wife. I would tell her, this is too easy. This can't be my story. Because in those books, I was inspired by the stories of people who struggled. And I said, I didn't have any struggle. This is too easy. I can't have this story. Next thing you know, I shut down this company and then 16 years of struggle. And one day I'm with my wife and I said, what happened to me? You remember when you met me, everything I wanted, I got. She says, what do you mean? You don't know what happened? I said, no. Don't you remember you kept complaining that this couldn't be your story? I said, no way. Did I program that? And when she made me realize that, I said, watch out. I'm back. And then things started to happen. It's incredible.
That's the best story ever. And it just pertains so unbelievably well into my life right this minute. I love you to death, man. How do you like this guy? I told you he was going to be great.
So good. And I love, we got, be careful what you pray for and be careful what you wish for. And ain't that the hard truth, right?
Yeah.
Wow. What a phenomenal story. And Stefan, I can feel your heart for people. I can feel the power behind what you say. And while I'm sure there's a part of you that goes, man, I really wish I would have not created 18 years of the struggle bus, you're a better man for it. You're a more empathetic man for it. And thank you for sharing your stories and your wisdom and your experience. It's been awesome.
Cool. Say hi to Tim Sales for us. Say hi to Lucy West for us. We love you, man. And it was just really good having you on the show. Nice guys finish first. And just understand that about this profession. He didn't stand on anybody's head to get to the top. He just listened and did it right. And we are very, very proud of you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Garrett.
Yeah. What a fun show. We have got our buddy Garrett McGrath on the show next week, president of the ANMP. We're talking about the amazing event coming up. So make sure you're back here next week. We're going to have a ton of fun. Thank you again, Stefan Page. Thanks, everybody, for a great show. And rest in peace, Doris Wood.
There you
love
go,
you
Sarah.
All. Take care.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.